Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're talking about finding your passion or rediscovering your passion. To start off with, when finding your passion, think back to last week's episode when we talked about the moments when you fall in love with life. So the very first thing I challenge you to do is grab a pen and paper right now. Yes, right now, this moment, I'm talking to you. Grab a pen and paper and write down real quick. You can pause the video, but write down real quick. What are all the things you do every day that you disappear? You fall in love with life, as we say. You disappear. Time disappears, nothing else matters. Is it hanging out with your family? Is it playing a game? Is it playing a sport? Is it traveling? Is it giving back? Is it learning? Is it growing? Is it teaching? Is it helping? Is it building a business, striking a great deal? Is it negotiating a contract? What do you do in your life that literally you fall in love with the moment? You disappear, time disappears, nothing else matters. Now, if you start with that list, this is kind of how you discover your passions. Notice it's passions with an S. There's lots of things that you can be passionate about. Now, generally, I was talking to Brian Tracy a long while back, and when I asked him, how do you know if it's your passion? He says, oh, passion smashing. He says, here's what happens. In the beginning of learning something new, how in the world are you going to be passionate about it? Because you're horrible at it. Think of something you suck at, and how passionate are you about that? Now, sometimes in a rare case, someone's so passionate, they don't care if they're horrible. They just keep doing it because they're passionate about it. Other times, your passion level's like, wah, 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 only because you're not good at it. It's painful to even go try because you don't know how to do it and you're not very good and you compare yourself to other people, it makes you feel worse. He says, but over time, as your skill level gets better and you have more repetitions and you get better at it and you start to learn, pretty soon you're proud of it. Pretty soon you're passionate about it because you're like, dang, I'm good at this. This is awesome. I love it. Let's go do it again. Watch me do it. And it's like, bam, now you're a pro, so you love it. So that's one technique. That's the building your passion technique. Find the skill set you really want to have. You build it until you become wildly passionate about it because of the successes you've had in it. That's one route. Second route, find the things you love. And if you were deciding, how do I make my passion into a career? Here's another split in the road. It can either become your career or it can stay your hobby. You can go work a 9-to-5 job. You can learn how to stock trade. You can learn all these other ways to make money, building real estate, right? You know, buying and selling real estate, flipping real estate, selling, whatever. You make money all these other ways and then come do your passion on the side that naturally refuels you, keep you mentally, emotionally, spiritually alive and flourishing. And then just go back to work. As soon as you're done, run home and get to going on your passion. Now, if you decide, hey, I want to do my passion full time as a business, and that's the way I want to earn revenue, and that's the way I want to make a living, then here's the combination we need to look at. I've seen it made on paper where it's this cool Venn diagram, three big circles. Circle number one is, what do you love? So when we talk about love, again, time disappears, you disappear, nothing else matters. You should have made that list at the beginning of this video if you're playing along. So if you haven't, pause the video and go do it. Once you have that list of what do you love, the next is, what are you actually good at? Like we said, Brian Tracy, his example, you might not be very good at basketball yet. You might not be very good at playing the clarinet or building websites or I don't know what you're up to, basket weaving underwater. But if you're not good at it, that's your next area of focus. If you're wildly passionate about it and you want to do it as a business, you have to get not only proficient at it, but you have to excel. That means you have to practice, 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 practice. And between every single repetition, you have to step back and ask, what went great? What did I learn? And what could I do better? And then improve. And then say, what went great? What did I learn? What could do better? And improve. And what went great? What did I learn? What could do better? And improve. And if you're willing to do that, eventually you will become someone who's very, very good at this thing that you're also passionate about. Here's the final crazy thing that it's got to correlate with. What do people need and what do people want? What do they need and what do they want? Because when you look at this Venn diagram, if you are wildly passionate about it and you're actually really good at it, and people need it and want it in their life or business, you focus on that center dot that correlates with all three, and bingo, you've got yourself a quality business. Now you just gotta learn sales, marketing, and how to actually run the business. But you have yourself a concept that will work. People will want it, people need it, they'll come and get it from you, you're good at it, you love it, and bingo. So if you're looking for how to turn that passion into an opportunity you can call a business or make a living from, that's the correlation you're looking for. Now on how to actually build the business, I recommend going and checking out a seminar called Business Mastery. It's by my dad. It's what I went to when I wanted to start my business. I went and spent a handful of days there. I learned all the tools they teach, and I was able to take a business from scratch, living in the front end of a house with a laptop and a cell phone, all the way up to six figures in 8 months using all the tools on marketing, legal, structuring the business, managing the business that I learned there. If you're more advanced, I also recommend going and checking out the 4-Day MBA by Keith Cunningham. He takes it to a whole nother level beyond that. So basic level, advanced level, both are awesome. Make sure to check it out, download today's worksheet, and if you know someone who's struggling with this area, make sure to pass this video to them. Anyways, hope you have an amazing week, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.